This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, too, to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody who's out there doing whatever you're doing tonight on the Third Watch, thank you very much for keeping America moving along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check us out on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the undergroundusa.com website and podcast and more is Frank Salvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the big news in the medical field yesterday was an advisory committee voted 17-4 to approve the Pfizer COVID vaccine for emergency use, and we understand there are 2.9 million doses ready and set to go.
Yeah, and the people that want to take it, that should be in line first for it, should get it. The one thing I am very skeptical about is a mandate to take it, and I am very disturbed at the possibility that employers would be able to say, you must take it. We still live in a free country. These are vaccines that were pushed forward in an emergency fashion. A lot of times that comes with some side effects that we haven't really come to realize yet. And I'm seeing, you know, there are people, the warning, pregnant women, women who are breastfeeding, don't take it. You've got one report saying that the Pfizer one in a very small number of people is causing Bell's palsy. So talk to your doctor before you stampede to take any vaccine, because everybody, and this is coming from somebody who went through some pretty intense medical training, every single body is different.
Mm-hmm.
We are not cookie cutter. So make sure you know what you're putting into your body before you just stampede, because the media insists that you simply have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't listen to politicians about your medical advice. That's the worst thing that you can do. Talk to your doctor. Don't be pressured into this. Make sure it's right for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, yesterday, the Texas lawsuit against the four states got some more supplies, or some more people to jump on to help them. A couple more states entered into the mix here. Plus, 106 representatives in Congress signed up, GOP representatives, to back this. And the two that didn't, that are kind of well-known, I would say. One of them is leader Kevin McCarthy, and the other one is little old Ms. Liz Cheney.
Yeah, why they're not signing on to a solid constitutional question, I don't know. I think it should cost McCarthy his leadership position, as far as I'm concerned. I think that's ridiculous. Liz, don't know what she's thinking. I really don't. Because this is not a question of we want Trump to win or we want Biden to lose. This is a question of constitutionality, a question that relates straight to the Constitution. Do the individual states that exist in a 50-state compact with all the other states to form the union, mm-hmm. do they get to just ignore their own constitutions when it comes to elections in order to affect other states' votes? Mm-hmm. This is a constitutional question that must be answered by the Supreme Court.
Yep.
And that every Republican and that every Democrat isn't signed on to this to prove that they're not partisan, horrible, political-only creatures and that they actually care about all their constituents
mm-hmm.
to answer a constitutional question. This should be the litmus test of who's for people, who's for the citizenry, and who isn't.
Mm-hmm. Now, Swally Swalwell yesterday got a vote of confidence from Nancy Pelosi. Big deal, right? And, of course, a growing number of top Republicans now want him removed, not only from the House Intelligence Committee, but there seems to be a movement kicking up in California to recall him as a congressman.
Well, there should, at the very, very least, there should be an independent investigation into how deeply he was involved with Fing Fang or whatever her name is, Fang Fang.
Yeah.
You know, when you are, and I know
that's Chinese. That's Chinese for bang bang.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you are deeply involved, and let's cut through the fog here. The guy was sleeping with her because
sure.
that's what the Chinese spies, they train the Chinese spies to do this. So they can get information out of you. And this guy's not the sharpest crayon in the box.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we need to know exactly what he was spouting to her to make sure that she thought he was attractive. And you know, the Intelligence Committee, yeah, he should be kind of quarantined for a little bit until we could find out exactly what he would shoot his mouth off about.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And by the way, Congressman Matt Gaetz down here in Florida, up there in your backyard, Florida 1, slammed the media's double standard yesterday about the Swalwell Chinese spy story and both the Hunter Biden and James Biden stories now. And we're going to get into that when we come back. So hold that thought till we come back. But we are going to get into the fact that the brother, James Biden, now is very much into the Biden story. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And the brand new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan. And boy, have they made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue is really gone rogue. And it starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. And boy, is that fun when you take a test drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue from Moss Nissan and know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Moss Care is included in each vehicle purchased, a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze, too. Now, there's over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for at the other dealerships don't. Remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders on a pedestal. Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura at the brand new Florida Avenue location side by side. Visit them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because you are going to save a bundle of money just by adding in the captain sent you. And speaking of sending me, here is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. Hey, listen, I'm going to send you somewhere right now. You ready?
No, you scare me when you say that.
The Time Person of the Year is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Oops. Okay, go ahead.
I, you know. Really?
Mm-hmm.
For what? Stealing an election?
Mm-hmm.
For what? Not standing up and saying that there's some problems with some votes in some major states. We should actually be American enough to actually want to find out what the problem is. Is that what they got Times Man of the Year for? And why are they calling Kamala Harris a man? Isn't that sexist? Isn't that misogynist? Shouldn't Time Magazine be cast down and set onto the fires of progressivism because they're calling Kamala Harris a man? Why is it Man of the Year?
I don't know, but it's almost as weird as Governor Ralph Northam in Virginia, who slammed Christians for going to church. And this is what he said, folks, and this is your blackface governor in Virginia. You need to get rid of this fool. He said, and I quote, "You do not need to sit in the church pews for God to hear your prayers," meaning he doesn't want people to go to church.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why all of a sudden people who are elected to the executive branches of office believe that they're theologians because people voted for them. But the First Amendment right in to worship as we see fit in the United States is sacrosanct. So he just doesn't give a damn about the First Amendment, and therefore his oath of office to uphold the Constitution. And just and in Virginia, I can tell you that freedom of religion is sacrosanct as well. I used to live there, and it was one of the most important first states. You know, it is the state of Jefferson. You know, they wouldn't have signed on to this at all. And when you say let's get rid of Northam, let's not go back to Terry McAuliffe either.
Now, the House is shrinking in terms of the majority for the Democrats. It's currently down to the lowest margin in nearly 80 years. And it looks like as if Nancy Pelosi is going to be leading a handful, maybe 7 or 8, maybe even 6 advantage on her side of the table. This could get real interesting.
Well, it's just going to make it tougher for her to get contentious bills passed because there are people in the House, you know, who did come from districts that Trump won. So she's going to have to arm twist. Her whip is going to have to be vicious. She does have a track record of being able to leave scars on people's backs. You know, people don't like to cross Nancy Pelosi, but she's got some wedge problems in there with the far left in her. In her college, you know, you've got the AOC contingent that grew in this last election in people that in places where the Democrats held seats. You know, the squad kind of grew. So there are people there that don't necessarily think that Nancy Pelosi's the end all be all anymore. And watch the narrative of her cognitive decline start to be played out if, in fact, she starts whipping too hard. You're seeing it happen with Dianne Feinstein in the Senate. That's, you know, they're floating this idea, and as much as some people want to believe that Kamala Harris is really, really brilliant and a strategist when it comes to capturing the Oval Office, she couldn't even capture the Democrat Party in the primary, so let's not give her too much credit. But they're going to be, if Joe Biden goes by the wayside, if he wins the Oval Office and they decide to get rid of him, it's going to be through the 25th Amendment. It's not going to be through anything else.
Now, speaking of credit and speaking of a miracle, we need to talk about President Trump because he did it again. He secured a deal between Israel and Morocco and what's being called the Hanukkah miracle. And by the way, happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish friends out there.
Absolutely. And this is something that the mainstream media will burn in hell for when it comes to Donald Trump. He has done more incredible things in the Middle East when it comes to peace for Israel than any president before him, period. And they have mentioned it zero times. If Barack Obama would have done this, and he wouldn't have because he's an Islamo-fascist jackass, if he would have done this, they would have been calling him literally some kind of prophet for being able to have pulled these miracles off, and suddenly religion wouldn't have been a bad thing to be a part of because they wouldn't have been able to explain how fantastic he was in getting these peaceful things passed and getting these countries to come together. Look at him. He's such a uniter. But Donald Trump? They got to keep the narrative going that he's some kind of antichrist, regardless of the fact that the people in the Middle East are looking at this guy going, he brings peace.
By the way, I got a message here off Facebook from Trucker Stan. He says, greetings, Captain, from Lumberton, North Carolina. I'm a trucker out of Florida headed up into upstate New York. And I just want to know one thing. Will the Delaware U.S. attorney that's currently investigating Hunter Biden and now the brother James Biden remain as the Delaware U.S. attorney if Joe Biden becomes the president? Good question.
That will all depend on whether the media wants to cover Joe Biden or not. If they want to actually do some journalism and report on what the president's doing and he attempts to remove this guy, it should open a can of worms. But if the media keeps doing what they're doing and going, what kind of ice cream do you like, Joe? Then he'll be able to remove him, squash him, and the guy will be like the Fisher King living on the street talking about what might have been.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to remind everybody up in Georgia that they got to pay real close attention to what's going on right now. I realize they're being inundated with all kinds of political ads and whatnot. You can't turn on a television or radio without hearing something from somebody. And there was a poll that came out. It was an Atlanta newspaper poll that showed Ossoff ahead of Loeffler by 7 points, 52 to 45. Now, polls right now don't mean much of anything based on what we just saw in this last election. So consequently, you folks up there need to get off the fence, and you need to vote in this election, no ifs, ands, or buts, and the Republicans need to vote Republican, and just if you got to hold your nose, then you hold your nose, because you cannot afford to lose control of this Senate, or the Biden-Harris team will run amok.
You've got to find out who you're voting for. If you're voting for John Ossoff, then you're voting for packing the courts. Project Veritas caught his deputy communications director yesterday saying point blank they will add at least three judges to the Supreme Court.
Yep.
That's on tape. So you're voting for court packing if you vote for John Ossoff, and that means that you're voting for the end of the country as you know it. If you vote for Raphael Warnock, mm-hmm. and I don't know why people aren't screaming separation of church and state there because he's a reverend. Will the dogma run deep in him? He's a black theologian who thought goddamn America was a great thing for Reverend White to say.
I want you to hear something. Tony Dungy, who's one of our most revered friends in radio land or television land or anywhere land from Tampa, the former Bucks coach, questions whether or not the pro-abortion pastor Raphael Warnock is really a Christian.
He's not. He's a black theologian.
Yep.
They believe in black superiority and that whites are the devil. This is Louis Farrakhan type stuff that you're mm-hmm. contemplating sending to the Senate?
Mm-hmm.
No. People of Georgia, even Democrats of Georgia, wake up and see who's running for your Senate seats, because they do not represent you.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got Mary on the phone. I'm going to try to squeeze her in. You got about 30 seconds, kiddo. Go for it.
Good morning. I saw the hearing in Georgia yesterday, which was just about the most compelling thing on the schematic drawing of how that voter election fraud occurred. And,
okay.
Yeah, I think Warnock had an arrest record, too, back in 2003.
Gotta go. Thank you. Okay. And, Frank, we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay low.
Stay low, my friend.
Yes, sir, buddy. And coming up, folks, we'll have Amanda Mackey on the telephone line. She is with our friend working with the Republicans trying to get this mess straightened around. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One-third of all American states and more than 100 House Republicans signed on to give their support to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's election challenge in the U.S. Supreme Court, Texas versus Pennsylvania. Members of Congress shared by untold millions of their constituents that the unconstitutional irregularities involved in the 2020 presidential election cast doubt upon its outcome and the integrity of the American system of elections. According to a study released Thursday by the Global Carbon Project, global carbon dioxide emissions fell by an estimated 7% in 2020. It's the largest fall in carbon emissions ever recorded and is largely a result of the coronavirus pandemic keeping people at home. Emissions dropped 12% in the United States, 11% in Europe. The actor that played Debo in the Friday movies franchise and former wrestler Tommy Tiny Lister has died at the age of 62. Lister was found unconscious in his home in Marina Del Rey, California on Thursday afternoon. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, joining us right now, our friend Amanda Mackey, who happens to be a volunteer Republican attorney working with the campaign, with the party, and you have been doing things up in Georgia, correct?
No, not yet, but I was in Wisconsin, and so you know, we'll see what happens in Georgia, but generally the attorneys, they'll be needed after January 5th when the vote occurs. So but you know, there's still a lot of groundwork that needs to be done, and you know, a lot of grassroots volunteering and door knocking. I mean, this is a campaign just like any other campaign. I mean, this is just happens to go into January this year, but early voting starts soon, December 15th. And then we'll go into January 5th as the date that, when people will have the ability to vote in person. Of course, they have early voting in person too, but you know that's the day of for the elections. There and the and these elections are really, really important because, you know, just think of all these Supreme Court. I'm sorry, think of all these nominees that Joe Biden is putting forward. Well, they have to have most have to have Senate approval. They have to be confirmed by the Senate. Well, guess what? If we have Mitch McConnell and Republicans in charge of the Senate, we get to stop the nominees. I mean,
Mr. Baccaria.
Mr. Baccaria. my friend, Mr. Baccaria, better known as Javier Becerra.
Yeah.
One of the, you know, liberal lightning rod, you know, trial attorneys running the Department of Health and Human Services. You know, healthcare is one fifth of our economy, and he's going to be running the programs like the NIH, the FDA, Medicaid, and Medicare. You know, all these programs. He has zero experience. Number one, running a major organization, and number two, he has no healthcare experience. I mean, this is a guy who has a 100% approval rating from Planned Parenthood.
Yeah,
you know, this is who he is. He is supporting abortion. He has zero experience in healthcare during, oh by the way, a pandemic. You know why we have multiple vaccines on the market today, you know, Operation Warp Speed, President Trump did a phenomenal job. But also at the helm of HHS is someone named Alex Azar, who worked in industry in the private sector for years and has a firm understanding of how this works and was able to usher this through alongside, you know, obviously President Trump, working for President Trump. But, you know, having someone like Javier Becerra who only knows how to sue the federal government, that's all he knows how to do. And he is a known supporter of, you know, the Affordable Care Act. Someone who has not, who, you know, someone who is support of, you know, immigrants, illegal immigrants being able to use these programs when, in fact, there are so many Americans that don't have access to health care. So the only way to stop this and, you know, dangerous nominees that needs Senate approval, i.e. Neera Tanden for OMB.
Oh, boy.
And, is through the Senate confirmation process. So this is really, really critical that we keep those two Senate seats in Georgia.
Now, there was another amazing announcement yesterday, and I know you're holding on to something tight, or at least you should be. The Time Person of the Year is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. All right.
Here's my problem with that. Think of how many frontline healthcare workers, first responders, doctors, scientists, Operation Warp Speed, even the industry that helped to bring these vaccines to market in record time, in less than a year. And we pick Joe Biden and Kamala Harris based on what? Based on potentially an election that, you know, they were able to take away from the actual victor? I mean, based on what? Based on the fact that, you know, Joe Biden stayed in his basement for most of the election season and didn't bother to even campaign? Based on what?
Now, you are an attorney, so you might get a kick out of this, and I got sort of a roundabout question for you. Joe Biden has been mum on his son Hunter and his brother James, who's now been mentioned as being under investigation by the U.S. attorney in the state of Delaware for possible money laundering, amongst other things. Do you think that Joe Biden will allow that Delaware U.S. attorney to remain on the case after he becomes president, if he in fact does then get the Electoral College vote?
You know, if he does become president, I don't think that he will. Look, there's a lot behind the scenes with Hunter Biden and James, and I think that for someone like someone like the vice president, who has the ability to turn off that spigot right away and saves himself the embarrassment of his son, who has, you know, multiple multiple issues with not only what he has put forth, but also really tax evasion, money laundering, and, mm-hmm. and the like. I don't think that he's going to want that. Look, Hunter Biden's been a blemish on this, on his father, for decades, but, mm-hmm. you know, something that I think if he can control it, he will, and he will stop this.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way it works. And, you know, it's sad because had this been Don Jr., first of all, we would have been hearing about it all throughout the election season. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Social media did.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't allow for this information to come forward when the New York Post shed light on it.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't allow Hunter Biden's overseas dealings to be made known.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really the hypocrisy with the media. This is why the media needs to be called out. This is why Section 230 needs to be repealed, because they didn't allow for this information to come out before the election. They didn't allow for it to come out, you know, really after the election, but, you know, now they waited until, okay. All right, is it journalism? Is it journalism?
We have a question here from one of our resident question askers, so let me go over there. Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Is it possible to go after the Bidens, any of them, as part of the RICO Act?
All right, thank you. Is it?
Well, if there is information that shows that there's probable cause to show that, they could. I don't know that there is. But if there is, absolutely. You know, the problem is now that, you know, he's going to get someone in there at DOJ. Gosh, I mean, he's been talking about, you know, the names have been floating. Keith Ellison of Minnesota.
Oh, boy.
I mean, if you have these guys in place, do you really think they're going to pursue anything against Joe Biden?
Of course not.
So, you know, our problem really lies in that. But again, this goes back to why the Senate seats and holding power in the Senate is so important, because we can probe, we can have committee hearings, we can do all those things to expose this, which we cannot if we can't hold those two Senate seats, because
yep.
the Democrats control and Kamala Harris do the tie-breaking vote.
Now, we're running out of time, so when do you go up to Georgia?
Well, we may be going up earlier just to do, grassroots work. And so, the legal work won't really start until after, the 5th. So the lawyers, they'll be needed, you know, then, really before that, it's about, you know, knocking on doors. And look, no one, whether you're a lawyer or not, no one's above it. Go knock on doors, go help out, you know, contribute where you can and make phone calls. Phone calls are really important. You know, these are known socialists that could potentially hold the two Senate seats from Georgia, and we've got to do everything to stop it. So,
I'll
be there in January for any legal actions that we'll have to take. Just like I was in Wisconsin last month, that was critically important. I mean, look, we have the numbers and we have ballots that we brought up,
mm-hmm.
and we brought up lawsuit both in state and federal court.
Okay, Amanda Mackey, everybody. She is a GOP attorney working to help the president and get things straightened around up in Georgia. Good luck to you, and we'll talk to you again next week, I hope.
Thank you.
All right, Amanda Mackey, everybody. Last name is spelled M-A-K-K-I, and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. The Sports Zone guys coming on. Patrick Hyland, don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah and Farrah. Let them push back. Visit fairandfarrah.com. And their phone number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. And always remember, Farrah and Farrah will take care of any of the problems you have. And if you've been hurt in an accident of any sort of, and if you need some legal advice, give them a call at 877-245-6707. All right, joining us right now, we have the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. And NFL game last night, the Los Angeles Rams are triumphant 24-3 over the New England Patriots. It seems like up there in New England right now, one week they're good, the next week they're not. They're in disarray. Didn't think I'd see that up there But it's a new era. Brady's gone, and Cam Newton's the quarterback, and Belichick's trying to work with him, but this doesn't seem to be working out as well as they had hoped and planned.
And you're not surprised, are you?
Nah, I knew there'd be some fall off, but I figured he'd always find a way. They're 6-7. They still have an outside shot to make the playoffs, but now that last night's loss hurt them a little bit. Thank goodness there wasn't in their conference, so that's why they're still doing okay. Going down the docket, the Tennessee Titans are going to down to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. Titans still trying to get it together. 1 week they're on, 1 week they're off, to see if they can make a playoff run. And then the Minnesota Vikings will be traveling down to Tampa Bay to play the Buccaneers. Speaking about Tom Brady, and both of them need this game to keep their playoff hunt alive. They're both right now right around the 6th and 7th slot if it were to be played playoffs this week. And then the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, will be heading down to Miami to play the Miami Dolphins. And it should be a nice game down to Miami. The weather should be perfect. And it'll be Miami's great defense this year against Kansas City's powerful offense. So we'll see how that transpires. Then you have the Denver Broncos going out to Carolina to play the Panthers. And Christian McCaffrey, star running back for the Panthers. His father played for the Denver Broncos and had a great career, wide receiver, Mr. McCaffrey. And we'll see how they play in that game without him. If he plays, I think the Panthers will win, Captain. If he doesn't, I don't think they'll be able to beat the Broncos, but should be interesting. And now this game is just beginning of the year. You thought it could be a great game. The Houston Texans going up to see the Chicago Bears. But Chicago has just been really rough this year. Just they can't seem to get it together. I don't think Coach Nagy will be there at the end of this year. A lot of people are thinking Jim Harbaugh, the Michigan coach, Captain.
So we've been hearing. We've heard that for several years now.
Yeah, so we'll see if that happens. And the Arizona Cardinals are going out to play the New York Giants. Giants, if they can keep winning, could win the NFC East. That division's very rough this year. A losing record could win the division, Captain. And but Arizona's a good football team when they put it all together. So that should be one of the better games at 1 o'clock. And then the Cowboys are going to Cincinnati to play the Bengals. And the interesting part about that game, Andy Dalton will be going back to his old team, the Cincinnati Bengals, to play. Surprising that that's happened. The Cowboys will play the Bengals. Andy Dalton, quarterback for the Cowboys, because Dak Prescott was injured earlier in the year. The Colts and the Raiders, that will start the 4 o'clock games. And Indianapolis is still trying to get that playoff position in line. Going out to Las Vegas to play John Gruden and the Raiders. Josh Jacobs, star running back, very doubtful he's going to play, and that's kind of a Raiders go-to guy. So the edge will go to the Colts. And then the New York Jets, Captain, haven't won a game all year. They fired their defensive coordinator last week because he did an all-out blitz on the last play of the game against the Las Vegas Raiders, and they won the game. So that's going to be something. Seahawks got beat pretty handily last week. We'll see if Russell Wilson and the gang can put it back together with Pete Carroll. And then another game that you would hope would be something special, the Packers and the Lions. That's a 4:25 game. And Detroit just didn't have it this year. And they fired their head coach. Green Bay's really trying to make a run for that final playoff position, to win their division and get the number one seed to get in the finals this year. Falcons at the Chargers, not much to say about that game. Sorry to our Georgia fans and friends, but Lance just doesn't have it this year. They fired their head coach, Raheem Morris, former Buccaneer head coach, is taking that in charge. And then you have the Washington football team, who upset the Pittsburgh Steelers Monday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Going all the way out to Arizona, Captain, because the San Francisco 49ers are not playing at San Fran.
How about the college football game of the year this weekend?
And which one would you say that is, Captain? You tell me.
Army-Navy.
That's my man. I knew that's what you're going to say. I was just setting it up for you. Yeah, man, that's always great, man.
Yeah, I love it. I love it when we see the plebes and the midshipmen out there in the field together.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome, man. It's awesome. It's talk about pageantry of college football and about what our country's about. And, you know, we just had December 7th, you know, Pearl Harbor this past Monday. And just want to thank our military for all they do. People don't realize those young men and women do a lot and get paid a little. So God bless them. Kathy, thank you. As always, God bless you, my friend. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yep, you take care, and we'll see you soon. And Patrick Hyland, and by the way, here's a little bit about him.
And then I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
There you go, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, also known as the Sports Zone quarterback. And you can hear his program Sundays right here on my flagship station from 11 to 12. Now, you folks up there in Georgia, you need to understand something. If you don't elect and keep the Republicans in control of the Senate, here's what's going to happen to you. Number one, your taxes will get raised. We already know that. Right off the bat, that's number one. Number two, Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia will be administered as states, which means the Senate will now have four new Democratic senators, and the House will have nine new Democratic congressmen. How do you think that's going to work out for the country? They've also talked about packing the Supreme Court with four leftist justices. We heard that yesterday with a Project Veritas tape that came out, once again, spilling the beans on the Biden folks. And if Chuckie Schumer is put in charge of the Senate, he's going to repeal the 60-vote requirement so that he can pretty much dictate his will, just like Pelosi does over in the House. We need to have the Senate as a buffer to stop the Democrats from doing everything and anything they want to do, which is not going to help anybody in this audience, per se. Nobody. Now, we also need the people up there in Georgia to understand that you need to get rid of the Dominion voting system up there. And I don't care what kind of a deal they signed with them. They'll have to pay them the money because they did sign a contract, but they need to get rid of those damn voting machines, the Dominion system altogether. And if they have to, count the mail and the absentee ballots by hand, because that's the only surefire way to make sure it gets done right. And voter ID, oh, yeah. Boy, do you need voter ID. So I'll tell you, two Republican senators running up there, Kelly Loeffler and Perdue, Senator Perdue, make sure that you keep them in office, because if not, and the Democrats get control, mark my words, you are going to be very bad off. All of us. You're going to ruin it for the rest of the country. So think about that up there in Georgia. All right. The Monday through Friday weekday show comes to an end until Monday morning, but we will have the weekend show tonight on many of these stations and a whole bunch more around the countryside, so don't go anywhere. I'll see you tonight on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. In the meantime, have yourself a great day, everybody. Stay low.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.